welcome to yet another production of Morning Fiasco Peace Theater. My name is Walter Mancott, and this production is brought to you by the Department of Immigration. Oh, we're here. It just seems like we're not. In this production titled Grandpa Andy Monkey's on the Porch Again, that doesn't even make sense. Why do you call him Andy Monkey?
What are you talking about?
Hey, are you blind? Hey, look at him.
Hey. Oh, wait. No, wait a minute. We lost the flow on that. You've messed it up by not reading right.
Yeah.
It's not a complete sentence.
She don't ever read right.
In this production titled Grandpa Andy Monkey's on the Porch Again, there's nothing else after that.
Right, and it kind of breaks away, and that's why I put that there. Because
it doesn't make sense. And then I'm supposed to say, why do you call him Andy Monkey?
Right, you broke off in the middle of it.
No.
You just read your part, Carrie.
Just read your part and let's go.
It don't sound right.
It doesn't, because you wrote it. So, y'all are...
I got the next one on the desk. You can write it.
Okay, so where are we starting?
So now we're at a minute and 10 into a bunch of driveling, draveling, bunch of nothing now. That's why we call this Fiasco Peace Theater, folks.
Okay, y'all are a couple of hunks or something.
Okay, start in this production.
It's not... Okay. In this production titled Grandpa Andy Monkey is on the Porch Again. Why do you call him Andy Monkey?
What are you talking about?
Hey, are you blind? Hell, look at him.
Hey.
Like y'all are a couple of hunks or something.
Jealous.
Whatever. Anyhow, in this production, we find our DJs. That means disc jockeys. And we use that term loosely around here. Anyhow, Tom has shown up at his Grandpa Andy's for a visit. Let's listen in.
Grandpa Andy, how's it hanging?
Well, when you get a little closer, you'll be able to figure it out for yourself.
Tom walks up to the porch and sees that Grandpa Andy is completely disrobed. That means he's chilling all natural. Tom is embarrassed and can't believe what he's seeing.
Damn!
What's your problem?
Grandpa Andy, what in the hell are you doing outside like that? You're wagging for the whole world to see. What are you thinking? Have you lost your mind or something?
Andy sits in silence for a few seconds and will probably be ready to speak about the time I finally shut up.
Hey, Tom, who the hell is she? Did you bring her with you?
No, I did not bring her with me. She's Walter Mancott. She narrates this crap.
Okay.
But Grandpa, forget about the goofy chick. Why are you naked on the porch?
Well, I guess if you're going to press me, I'll have to give you an answer.
I'm sure this is going to be good.
Well, it goes like this, Tom. Last week, I sat out here without my shirt on and I got a stiff neck. This here is your Grandma Rebel's idea.
Thank you for joining us this morning for another production of Morning Fiasco Peace Theater, brought to you by the Department of Immigration. We're here, it just looks like we're not. Join us next time when you will hear our DJ say...
How do you say this word right here?
The...